It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money in markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
I'm ready for Thursday, and GM Shuffle drops again. It's a must listen. Michael Lombardi goes off uncensored teams, players, coaching decisions every Monday and Thursday throughout the football season. Download and subscribe to the GM Shuffle podcast from VSiN and DraftKings today, wherever you get your podcast.
Pauly, we like to say this all the time. All tickets pay the same.
Yep.
Doesn't matter what sport it is. Doesn't matter what league, what you're betting on. You had a ticket on the Maryland women 40-1 to win the national title.
Yeah, it was fun for about a half.
I was watching the game last night. They were cooking there for a little while early on. With a lead against South Carolina.
Could have done something in play. They had the lead deep into the second quarter.
Yeah, I think so. I think the lowest I saw
was 7.5 on South Carolina, I think, 6.5.
I think I saw money line around -3 something on South Carolina.
But it was just, I was disturbed at the getting the 2 seed and then you draw. Because you're telling me I'm the worst 2 if I get South Carolina.
No, that's what's happening.
Was,
yeah,
I mean, I beat Iowa by 30 and I was a top 5 team and I just... Once you saw that, it's like, okay, you're up against it. But we've seen 2 1 seeds go out already.
So now, South Carolina up next.
Yep.
They get Iowa and Caitlin Clark in the Final Four. They're laying, the Gamecocks are, 11.5. You have any interest in Iowa point? They're +585 on the money line.
Wow.
Can Clark, who's coming off the only 40-point triple-double in the history of the tournament, men's or women, can she go bonkers again and keep Iowa in it to cover that number and potentially win?
You know, South Carolina was getting to the rack with ease and just, I don't know if it was the quickness or lack of defense with Maryland, but anytime they went to the basket, it was easy. And they got the big gals down low too. So, misleading score though. South Carolina's up 19 with 2 minutes.
Yep.
And then it was layup, steal 3, stop 3, and it fell 11.
Couldn't cover the number.
That's true.
Yeah.
So I don't know about that moving forward. And a great job by Matt, what's her name? Melky, whatever, the gal at LSU.
Yeah, yeah.
What was she wearing the other day?
I was watching that
What
game.
The hell was that, like a boa type thing? Hanging out with Jesse the Body Ventura back in the day. Let me tell you, Gorilla. Let me tell you something, Gorilla. I mean, this is, I can't believe that outfit. And then she wins. They go to the Final Four. She doesn't have shoes on. She's walking around barefoot. I mean, here's the feeling good all the time.
In her previous game, when she's interviewed, I think it was the end of the first quarter, low scoring, neither team could do anything.
Yeah.
She goes, I got to tell you, if I'm watching this game on TV, I turn it off. Which doesn't matter.
Oh, man. Yeah. Right. I know that Maryland gal who used to be at Minnesota, and she left and took the Maryland job. She is working the officials nonstop, too, and was doing. But we got to get Ben Fowkes in from VSiN later in the week. You're also seeing this, and I'm sure there's going to be big tickets if someone shocks the world and knocks off South Carolina. But the future tickets you're seeing now around the men's, and Ben's been all over it. Somebody bet $3,000 here. They have Miami at 100-1. Oh, so that's $300,000. Somebody has Florida Atlantic at 2,500-1.
Oh.
Caesars and Illinois popped it three times for 100. $100 also at 500-1. He could win $800,000. And he's only a 2-point dog. And then if he wins, he's what, a 6 or 7 point dog against UConn, maybe?
If that's the matchup.
It depends if UConn just destroys Miami again. And they're just going to make this, you know, so easy. But
they were offering 2,500-1 on Florida Atlantic a while back, huh? That must have been in, come on, that had to be November.
Great job by Jeff Fogle, too, who used to work here. He ran the numbers. If Miami wins at all, the rollover parlay is going to pay 200-1.
Yep.
So, you know, the people out here with the 40 and the 60-1 and all that, he ran the numbers.
Yep.
If Miami wins the whole thing, it's going to pay 200-1.
Here's the issue with that, though.
Yeah.
And sometimes it works out.
Fairly Dickinson.
I will counter that and say, exactly right.
Yeah.
What was the rollover parlay on a team like Florida Atlantic, because
you're 16 point
look at
favorite.
This year.
Yeah.
It's total madness.
No, true. You're right.
So you don't know where the upsets are going to be coming from.
Sure. That, I know. That's
so
fair.
On that matchup, by the way, and I want to point this out too, because we said yesterday, like this Aztecs team, they are men and they're big and they're strong and they're physical. You know what? I mean, it's not like Florida Atlantic is going to be playing against them with a bunch of 18 or 19 year old skinny guys out there, skinny boys who just graduated high school.
Yeah.
Those guys are also like men. And how many teams like Florida Atlantic, again, can have a polished 7-footer down low who's that good offensively? Now, that said, I wanted to point out again, because I brought this up on Friday, how good San Diego State's defense is at shutting down the three, because Alabama, they like to take a lot of threes this year. Well, they were 3 of 27. Creighton, who they were 99th in the country in three-point percentage, they were 2 of 17. In all of their games going back, Furman, for example, they took the 12th most threes in the entire country. They shot 6 of 26. Charleston was 8th in the country in three-point attempts percentage. They were 5 of 24. In the conference tournament against Utah State, keep in mind again, Utah State, a really good shooting team, they were 15th in the country in three-point percentage. The three times they played this year against San Diego State, they were 4 of 24, 5 of 19, and in another game they shot at 11th of 33, which is fine, but they lost that game by 10. The one team that did well against them in both games was actually Wyoming, but they weren't a great three-point shooting team anyway. Boise State beat them their last loss when they were 9 of 22. New Mexico shot at 7 of 15. But if you go back and look throughout the entire body of work, they lost to Arizona. Wildcats were 17th in the country in three-point percentage this year. They were 9 of 20. They blew out San Diego State 87-70.
Where was that against Princeton?
I don't know.
Couldn't make a damn thing.
I know. Colorado State shot 11 of 29 on January 18th. Rams 95th in the country in three-point percentage. St. Mary's beat the Aztecs on December 10th. They were only 6 of 18. But some of their better teams that they played this year that shot the ball from outside, other than the ones that I already mentioned, Stanford, good three-point shooting team, 4 of 18, they lost by 12. Ohio State, they didn't take a lot of threes, but they made them at the 38th best clip in the country. 7 of 22, they lost by 11. Kennesaw State shot it well, 8 of 23, not bad, but they lost by 32. Irvine shot the ball well from outside, 7 of 17, lost by 3, close game. Well, Florida Atlantic, they shoot the ball from downtown. They're the 44th best team in the country. They also take the 35th most amount of threes. They're comparable to a lot of these teams on the schedule San Diego State's already played. Yeah. And basically none of them shot the ball well from outside. They lock you up. Yep. They shut you down. They got the athletes. They got the length. If Florida Atlantic is not hitting from outside, will they have enough down low with the big fella to actually have enough to beat San Diego State?
Fascinating game. Yes. Right. Great matchup.
Here's how they can still, if they're not shooting the ball well. San Diego State is the third worst offense to make the Final Four per KenPom's numbers in the last 20 years.
Wow. Yep.
And we saw that, Paul, again, I mean, everybody's calling for this, right? You know it's going to happen. The scoring drought will take place. When is it going to happen in the game? It happened right away against Creighton.
Yep.
Couldn't score. And they fell behind. Creighton had a lead for a majority of that game. But they, again, Creighton could never open it up to like 12 or 14 to get a comfy and cozy lead. And they kept San Diego State around. And a lot of that had to do with their defense. And then in the end, they had enough to win it.
How about the people tweeting and the guys who emailed? They want our advice. A guy has $200 at 200-1 on Florida Atlantic. Would you put $5,000 on San Diego State? If you can't go crazy because you might be a 7-point dog in a title game.
No, I wouldn't put $5,000. I would not put $5,000.
What would you do?
I'd put
less in play.
I'd put less than that. No, I'd probably go because it's a short number. So I'd probably go. I'd probably put a couple thousand because if you go 5,000 and you lose, then if UConn wins and you're catching 6 or 7, so it pays 40,000.
Well, Miami could win too, but
yeah, the chance you're taking though.
You got to go with the doomsday scenario.
Yeah.
That I own. I know UConn just blowing everybody out every game.
Are you okay with letting it ride for one more game?
No. You got to turn this into something.
Yeah, I'd probably
it's 40,000. You got to get something.
I'd probably put a couple thousand on San Diego State.
Yeah,
I personally would go nuts.
Bet. I mean, it's $40,000.
Yeah,
get some here. It's a gift. You're only a 2-point dog. A 9 seed.
Okay. So also a lot of people asking for advice that have Miami to win it at huge numbers. I think maybe the play is UConn to win the national title.
Yeah,
you can find as low as -110.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That might be the play.
Yep.
Now, they can win this game and then lose a national title, but if you bet them, then you can come back with the dog on the other side and try to win both bets then. UConn, at the number that you would have to win it outright right now, and then also, like, if they're laying, let's say, 6 or 7 in the national title game.
Yeah.
So, it's one way to look at it anyway. That's if you're looking to hedge.
Good job. There's plenty of people with Miami futures, too.
Oh, a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people. For what it's worth, they have the third worst defense.
Yeah.
Third worst defense last 20 years per KenPom.
All those numbers throw is just a historical season tournament, rather. Let's throw everything out. Miami doesn't defend. San Diego State can't score. Florida Atlantic's here, right? No buzzer beater. Fairleigh Dickinson, a 12 couldn't beat a 5.
Put it this way. If we go back to, it doesn't matter, before the tournament, 2 weeks ago, if we go back to November, December, and I would have told you, that not only is San Diego, a Mountain West team, I'll say a Mountain West team will make the Final Four and they're going to be favored. Fire me.
Yes.
Kick me off the show.
Oh, a drug test.
Drug test,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, drug test, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And here we are.
You're snorting a 50-yard line. No doubt about it. Get me out of here. Sure. Absolutely. And then, the prop.
That would have been right there with the Raiders moving to Las Vegas. We'll talk NBA with Tom Hepistro up next. He's terrific on this sport. Will MVP voters seriously knock Embiid's chances after not playing last night? We'll ask him next here on VSiN.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Even though March Madness is winding down, sports are heating up. Plenty going on in the world of sports and VSiN. Opening day Thursday, the Masters, the betting guide for both MLB and the Masters. NBA, NHL playoffs, become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Only $19. Are you kidding me with that price? VSiN.com/subscribe. Get up there today. Be part of the team.
NBA here. Tom Haberstroh joins the program now. He is spectacular on this sport. Meadowlark Media and the Illuminati podcast. As always, Tom, thanks for the time today. We appreciate that. Have to ask you about last night's game between the Sixers on the road and the Nuggets, and Joel Embiid not playing in the game. Kendrick Perkins made it clear when he said that, quote, Embiid is ducking that smoke. You cannot sit out this game. When it comes to these matchups, I have a vote for the MVP. I'm going to remember this moment, end of quote. Do you think other people who have a vote for this award will feel the same way as Kendrick Perkins?
I do. I think these last few weeks of the season, because of the meaning behind these games to the standings, to playoff positioning, I think that does carry more weight in the minds of voters, but it might not be as direct as saying, well, that game, he ducked that game. I think they might, voters might rationalize it in a different way, in a softer way, by saying, hey, Nikola Jokic has played six more games than Joel Embiid this season, which translates to about 156 minutes more of play this season than Joel Embiid. And that might be the biggest trump card for Jokic this season, is the fact that he's been playing more. And so not only was Joel Embiid missing last night's game, but I think overall, there's a stronger case for Jokic in terms of his minutes this season, which is his argument for the last three seasons, is he's been on the floor more than Giannis and Embiid. So as much as we want to knock Embiid and Giannis in terms of their games played, it's also, you know, a point in Jokic's calm. So I think Perkins is right, is I think this will matter in the MVP voting, even though it's one of 82 games. I think it is just recency bias with voters, and also just pointing out the fact that, you know, Jokic has just played more this season.
I'm looking at the current odds board right now for defensive player of the year, and I have big time interest in this award. I have Brooke Lopez at 500-1. It seems like it's down to Lopez and Jaren Jackson to win this, or do you think there's maybe a third player who could win this award?
Yeah, I think it's tough with Brooke Lopez because of the fact that he shares the floor with another depoy in Giannis Antetokounmpo. And we saw it last year, Marcus Smart with Robert Williams, who Robert Williams had not won a depoy like Giannis. And so it's similar in the sense they have two elite defensive players on that squad, and they might split the vote. So that's my worry about Brooke Lopez this season. Even though he's been as sensational as a defender, a lot of it is sharing the court with Giannis. The other candidate, Jaren Jackson Jr., had that little like fake scandal this year with the fake blocks that actually in turn showed people how good he was defensively. So it actually drew more attention to how good he was and legit his blocks were. And on Basketball Illuminati, we joke a lot that was actually a planted story by the Memphis Grizzlies and Jaren Jackson's camp so that people would see how good he is defensively. We don't think that's actually true, but it is amazing how that story really put the spotlight on how good he is defensively. And I think Evan Mobley has a really strong case for DPOY if he has a strong finish to the season. Cleveland Cavaliers have the best defense in the NBA, and Evan Mobley, a shot blocking machine, a really good young player, also might split the vote in terms of Jared Allen, also an elite defensive player. So to me, I think you have great odds there with Brooke Lopez, but I think it's Jaren Jackson Jr.'s award this season, but don't count out Evan Mobley.
We love this league, and I am here for the craziness in the Western Conference and the who's going to be in the play-in and how everything's tight and packed with the standings and how you could fall 3-4 spots if you have a 2-game losing streak. But the other thing is, could a play-in spot or playoff berth be decided by technicals? And I can't believe they rescinded the Luka T, but I thought you were fantastic with Lebatard on because we talked about this with Ben Taylor throwing man out of the game. That was an important game. And he tossed him in the second quarter. And what Scott Foster did then with the free throw disparity against the Lakers, and Monty Williams just pointed it out, 46-20. You got to be kidding me. And he walked off and they even fined him. What did one a member of the league to reach out and say to you about the officiating, if you could share that with our audience?
Yeah, it just happened just right before that that hit with Dan and the show was right before I went on. An executive for a team had reached out to me and said, you know, last night's games were not an anomaly. This has been an embarrassing season in terms of officiating. And that's what, you know, executives feel a lot of the time during the season. They reach out and say, you know, did you see last night's game? Did you see this call? Mm-hmm. And oftentimes you hear that with the league. You know, I've been covering the league for over a decade, and, you know, I covered the whole load management, scheduling 82 games back to backs, those problems, those complaints from players, teams, and executives and training staffs. They were complaining a lot. That was the biggest complaint I heard amongst, you know, talking to teams. And then the NBA started changing the schedule, and it did become not just talk. There actually led to some change in the NBA schedule. Now, the chatter I hear a lot more than I used to in the past is officiating and feeling like Monty Williams of the world are voicing this opinion. Fred Van Vliet is going on and saying a referee is effing terrible, which is as far as I've seen a player talk about officiating in quite some time. And he only got a $30,000 fine from the NBA league office, which to me, you run the danger of players getting enabled to speak out on officials in such a manner. And you see Marcus Smart, Trey Young echoing Fred Van Vliet's comments and saying essentially, hey, go listen to Fred Van Vliet. That's how I feel about things. I'm just going to leave it there. I think that conversation amongst officials and players and coaches and executives and at the league level, they need to figure this out before the postseason. You know, like the Scott Foster stuff, that's been around for quite a long time. Uh-huh. You know, it did not. Monty Williams, I don't think, made a mention of it in that game. But Scott Foster is on Chris Paul's playoff games, Chris Paul is 0 for his last 13 games with Scott Foster on that on Chris Paul's game. So that's, you know, that's officiating, and it's going to be a talking point for the rest of the season.
Well done, Tom. Yep.
Tom, which as of right now, right, the Western Conference feels like it's more open than maybe any conference has been in a long, long time. Is there, and it seems like everybody is just like discrediting the Nuggets still to this day. Is there a team that you trust right now to make a deep run and come out of the Western Conference more than anybody else?
Yeah, Denver is certainly in the pole position here with, you know, leading the Western Conference by several games, but I do not count out the Golden State Warriors. If Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and Stephen Curry are healthy, they can do a repeat. It's going to take a lot. The role players aren't as strong this season. Gary Payton II is coming back and getting some action for them now, which is a really big help, an excellent role player. They don't have Otto Porter Jr. from last season. Andre Iguodala has not been healthy, but I do think Golden State Warriors right now, considering that plus 1,200 to win it all, I think that's great value because of the fact that they have that postseason experience. They have champions on that roster, and as long as Steph is healthy, and he is right now, I think they're a dark horse to win it all, which is weird to say for a Golden State Warriors team.
2 minutes left, but the road record, though, and then you see the numbers, the defensive numbers compared from offense to defense, is staggering.
I think that's a blip. I don't think that that's something that come postseason time that's really going to be sustainable. You talk about this season, but with those three players, I think they lock in defensively on the road when they get more rest, when they've been so far run down because of their championship runs. I think this is might be a case of just regular season apathy, is just not bringing it on the road like they used to, because this team has been there before. They know they got to turn it on in the postseason. And I just think the larger track record for the Golden State Warriors, I'm more trusting of that than what I'm seeing in this regular season. They've proven to me that they can lock in when it matters.
It feels to me like Shaq all those years ago when he would say, we'll just flip a switch come playoff time.
Yeah, and they have. You know, last season they flipped that switch and they were able to make that championship run because those three guys were healthy. And that's the case right now. Klay Thompson, I think, is on pace to set a personal record in three-pointers made in a season, and he's coming off of two major injuries that usually are career enders. So I think they're playing really well right now. They're getting it together. And I think that during the postseason, I really like those odds. And over on the other side, I talked about Evan Mobley earlier. Cleveland Cavaliers have what it takes to make a deep playoff run. They rank top 10 in both offense and defense. And I think people are sleeping on the Cleveland Cavaliers this season.
As we brought up maybe a little bit earlier today in the show, you can follow Tom on Twitter. He is at Tom Habistrow with Meadowlark Media. And the podcast is called the Basketball Illuminati Pod. Tom, we love talking to you. Thanks so much for the time today. We appreciate that.
Thanks. We got a new episode of Basketball Illuminati coming out Wednesday. You won't want to miss it.
Won't want to miss it.
Great.
Beautiful. I'm on board. Thank you.
Thanks.
Up next, we'll recap what took place last night in the betting world with Win Some, Lose Some, and so many goals scored, specifically early on with these first period bets in the NHL. Details coming up here. And follow the money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Good night in hockey. The goal in the first 10 continues to cash with some trends and streaks. Colorado 15-3 run and 19-3 at home. Goal in the first 10. Edmonton, fireworks early against Arizona. They get the win. That was 1-1 a couple minutes in. They're on a 20-3 run overall. Goal in the first 10. Arizona 9-1 at home. Anaheim 21-3 at home. All goal in the first 10.
There were four games last night where the first period total was 1.5 at some shops. Juiced, I mean, to the gills.
Sure.
Minus 215, minus 195.
Yep.
They all got there.
Yep. No problem. T-Wolves money line plus 240. Come on. Sacramento could have clinched a playoff spot with a win. They get Minnesota on a back-to-back and no Towns, and they lost.
How about that for the back-to-back, though, for the Wolves?
Very impressive. Big win.
Wow.
Big win. And the under, 244 down to 238. The Mavs from 1-7. This league, that's embarrassing that they rescinded the T on Luka. I was listening to Brian Windhorst's podcast. He says it. He goes, oh, they're not going to rescind that one, believe me.
He cursed at the official, and they rescind it. I mean, that is a Mickey Mouse org. You can't do that. These are important games.
Right.
He put himself in that position. As Tim McMahon, who covers the team, says, no one complains like that guy. He complains every call, every play to the official. And they take away the tee, so allows him to play. Pistons from 16 down to 12 and a half. They get the money against the Bucks. What kind of an outfit is this Portland team putting on the court every night?
Oh, I mean, it's the white
ball. Total tank. Pelicans from 8 up to 12. Routed Portland. They're sitting everybody. And the under 230 down to 227. Subscribe. Be part of the team. VSiN.com, VSiN Pro. You always want to see these tweets and videos. Send stuff in. We'll put you on television. Look at this down the street on the strip. How about this hit? This is the Blazing Sevens game. Never played it before, but you have to get seven of diamonds playing blackjack, and the dealer has to have the seven of diamonds. The guy sitting next to the person who got, she got it. They got, that's, look at it, you see the progressive. $540,000 she has for the blackjack hand with two diamonds that are sevens, and the dealer's got it as well. That's how you have to do it. Unbelievable. That's a major hit down the street. Well done. This was on Twitter again. We played this before, but it's so good, and it's an all-time top 10 video on this program. The bear walking down the road, and he notices, what the, there's this cone is knocked over. That doesn't belong there. And he stops and looks, and he picks it up with his mouth. And let me get that. Put that there. Puts it down, and then nudges at the end with the nose. That's where it belongs, and on my way. The bear just got for a walk, and he realizes, who knocked this cone over? That's not
this,
right.
This looks a little dangerous here. Something's amiss.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Okay.
Right. Ongoing drivers, yep. Passersby, they're going to need to see this cone.
Yeah. I love that
video.
Let me
put it up for them.
That is so good. The bear just walking down the road. What's this cone doing here? That's not right. Let me pick this up. And then the nudge at the end with the nose as well. This is a great video. How about the dog sitting on the bed watching soccer?
Oh, need the volume.
Right? Crank that volume up. They score, and the dog goes round and round and round, spins, barks, and he loves it. Yep. That's a smart dog. He knows. Celebrating the goal. I've never seen that before.
No.
That's great. The dog knows what's going on. He high-fives the television.
He's got the jersey on.
Got the jersey on. Keeps spinning round and round, 360. And barks and celebrate the goal. That's an awesome video. Boy, we're talking about Belichick. This is yesterday, Mike Reese, ESPN. A question to Belichick. What would you say to fans to be optimistic for what's ahead for the Patriots? The answer, the last 25 years. Also asked him about the lack of moves. And he goes, well, you know, the season starts in September. A lot of time. Oh, okay.
Well, I would say this. I mean, Belichick has the ultimate scoreboard.
Yes, he does.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, the question needs to be asked, though, Bill, what about the next 5 years? What about the next 10?
Yeah, how long are you going to coach?
Yeah, you want to be Greg Popovich?
Yeah, and Tom won a Super Bowl right away when he went to Tampa as well. Good point. I put under win some, but I got a problem with Dave Tooley. And they got the picture at they went to Portillo's with Lou. Baptize that sucker, Dave, as everyone said. You got to dip that. But it looks like they got the chocolate cake shake and then the chocolate cake on the side. What these guys, you got the chicken sandwich, you got the great fries, the shakes, the sodas, unbelievable onion rings, great fries, A+ at Portillo's when we went.
Oh, I need to make another run there at some point.
Great job. There you go, Tooley, but baptize that sucker. Dip that thing. Come on, Dave. And one bad beat, tough push. Several people sent it in. Thank you. I was watching the game. The Islanders, the total was 6. The Islanders led the Devils 2-1 with 4 minutes left. They scored, and then two more empty net goals. 5-1 final. Brutal. Some lose some. FTM at VSiN.com. Always email. We want to hear from you guys and gals. FTM at VSiN.com. Jessica checking in. I took my kids to Dave and Buster's to watch the San Diego State Creighton game. With 6 seconds left, the game goes to commercial. The manager put on ESPN. We're running around trying to find a TV with the game on. All 50 TVs were on ESPN. What did I miss anything? How'd it finish, she says.
Maybe an important part of the game there.
He thought the game was over. He shut the game off. The manager at Dave and Buster's.
The very end of the San Diego State-Creighton game.
Yeah.
Too bad nothing happened. Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. Well done. Thanks, guys. That is Win Lose. And at Bet Rivers, you have full menu, unbelievable house specials, longest winning streak in Major League Baseball, 13 and a half games, goal in the first five, the Vegas game tonight, plus 165 on the yes. And you also have the squares. Went up to 10,000 in bonus money by playing their squares. Place a qualifying bet, get a bonus square. If your numbers match, you win. Full terms and conditions available, betriversquares.com.
Okay, so this is, I find this fascinating. You bet UAB what number?
I money line $1.30.
Okay.
$1.30 money line.
They are now up to 4.
Yes.
At a lot of spots. They're 4.5 now at one spot.
Yeah, the Madsen thing.
They're laying 4.5 points. Whew.
What a hell of a team. Well, again, go back.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe
it's Conference USA 15-1 in these tournaments.
Maybe the opening number was bad.
Yes.
The opener should have been
right.
And now your coach,
right, sorry. Then your coach is out the door.
Yeah.
Not even in practice. Taking the Cal job.
Well, that but he's missing practice, evidently, because the wife
is in the
middle of having a baby. Yeah.
I was told
that, and
too.
In the other game now, we've seen a full 1.5 point move on the total. Guess what? Which way?
What's the first half now? Is it 50?
It's 53 at last check. So that went up. But so
114
now? It's 114
now. Oh my God.
It was 115.5 not that long ago. Now it's 114. I just checked. The first half was around 53. I want to bet like over 51. So anyways, I want to see if it comes down to that number or not.
Yeah.
But am I taking my life into my own hands?
No.
Betting a North Texas-Wisconsin game over in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah.
That's my only question.
Right. Two good games tonight. And can Conference USA sweep the board? Can they win the CBI, the NIT, and the whole thing? Can Florida Atlantic do it as well?
Wouldn't that be something else?
Yes, it would be. But again, they're 15-1 straight up in all these tournaments, and they might have North Texas against UAB in the finals.
Where would that rank all-time any sport if next year we are talking about Florida Atlantic as the defending champs? I mean, that's got to be very top of the list. That would have been like Butler, although they were a 5 seed years ago if they beat Duke. Entering the season?
Yes.
Next year, Florida Atlantic cut down the... I think it would be awesome.
They've been to one tournament. They started D1 in 93. But the other thing is, boy, you want to talk about have as many outs as possible and shop around? Look at the differences in the numbers on this team to win it all. Illinois at 2,500 to 1. 500, 300, 400. I mean, like Charlie, our guy Charlie, who had 300 or 400 to 1 to win the whole thing. There are people who had 400 to 1 just to get to the Final Four.
If that book was offering 2,500 to win the national title, if they offered Final Four, they were probably offering about 1,000 to 1.
Yeah.
In that neighborhood to make the Final Four.
David Purdom did a story on it, too, where a friend of a friend, the guy was at the Florida Atlantic game, and they won the game by 40. He called his buddy. He goes, this team's the real deal. And he saw whatever it was, 300, 400 to 1. He put 500 on it.
Wow.
Because why not? And now he hasn't hedged until he's going to hedge now. Said he's going to hedge now.
I don't blame him.
But this is wild when you see the differences out there in prices. Now, I know I understand when you bet it, too. But it goes back to how big of a surprise is it?
Yeah.
At least because, I mean, they were top 25 and had a 20-game winning streak.
I'll give full, I mean, this is awesome, from Richard Eng, who's been a horse racing guy here in Las Vegas for many, many years, radio host as well.
How about this?
Good dude. He tweeted out, I don't like to brag when I win. Twitter's full of folks who never lose.
Right.
But he's holding San Diego State 70, Miami 50, and UConn 18. This is why I hope this is the new college basketball, because think about next year then.
Right.
I don't want to go back to having 4 blue bloods. We'll tell you what we're betting tonight coming up next at In Pocket Plays here and Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there. What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're up.
Here we go. Time for our in-pocket plays. What we are adding today. Well, that was the winner on Saturday. UConn -1 over Gonzaga in the Elite Eight to go to the Final Four. Today, look, this is going to be a hold-your-nose type of basketball game or a bet to make. And I'm pondering going to the game. But that could also be a suicide mission because, look, this could be 18-17 at halftime.
Yep.
I'm gonna bet now. I think this might be the rock bottom price. If it goes down a little bit lower, okay, you can get a better number. I'm gonna go Wisconsin, North Texas over 52 in the first half. The last time North Texas played, it was against Oklahoma State last week. They make it this far. It was 24-17 at halftime. This is what they do. It's how they operate. Wisconsin could be the same way.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go over 52 in the first half of that game. Pending C.J. Stroud, number one overall pick, plus 550. And San Diego State -1.5 yesterday and Florida Atlantic first half under against San Diego State, 60.5 in the Final Four.
There it is. Good luck to you there. Loser, Maryland women to win the national title, 40-1. They go down against South Carolina. South Carolina goes on, moves on to the Final Four. Blazers win total under. Winner. What? How big are these point spreads going to be down the stretch, especially if someone needs it? Like, again, well, the Pelicans opened, what, 8, closed 12 last night, blowout. And now they play Sacramento Wednesday and Friday. I mean, this is, tank is on.
Both those are at home, though, yeah?
Yes, right. What happens when they go on the road? Holy cow. So that's a winner as well. And now I added Carolina tonight in hockey, $1.40 at home. Tampa's lost 4 in a row. Carolina with a stranglehold on the division in the Metro. And they win this one. That'll just about do it as far as I'm concerned. As high as $9 now to win the division. And they get the break with the New Jersey loss last night. UAB, 2.5. San Diego State, 1.5 on Saturday. Atlanta Hawks, I recommend this. It's at DraftKings. Hawks to make the playoffs. Even money. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern. BetRivers.com.
Okay, so this is the Portland schedule moving forward. 2 games this week against the Kings, back-to-back, both at home.
Yep.
On Sunday, they play at the T-Wolves.
Jesus.
Wolves are going to want these games to stay out of the play-in, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be enormous.
That 15, 16, I don't know, 16?
Tuesday, they play at Memphis.
Oh, no.
John Moran is questionable for tonight's game. That's why the number came down from 8.5 to 7. Doesn't look like he's going to play. But it's the NBA, so anything could happen. On Thursday, they get the Spurs. Good luck making a number on that game. On Saturday, they play at the... This is next weekend now. They play at the Clippers. Then they finish the season at home against the Warriors. Imagine if the Warriors are a 7 and they need that game to be a 6. By the way, yeah. That schedule next Sunday, you're absolutely right with that, Paul. A lot of those games, it's the final day of the NBA regular season. Every team's in action. A lot of the games are at 10 a.m. Pacific time, 12:30 p.m., so 3:30 on the East Coast. That's the same time the Masters is going to be winding down.
Uh-huh.
If it's good, if the Masters, that's bad. Come on, you can't put it on the same day as the Masters.
Yeah.
That's bad scheduling.
How about how they just get out of the way for college basketball, too?
Well, they always have.
Well, no.
For the national title game.
Yeah, but Saturday, there's only 3 games.
I think, is it 2 or 3?
Only 3. I think there's only...
Well, and they're at the same time.
Only 2. Yeah.
Play them during the day.
Yeah, they just completely get out of the way here.
Okay, so...
Final Four.
We just asked Tom Habistro about this 30 minutes ago. And if you missed it, you can go back and catch the podcast. Follow the money wherever you get your podcast. He's great on the NBA. I brought up 2 names to win the Defensive Player of the Year. He threw out Evan Mobley as a possible candidate.
Wow.
This is, again, 2 guys. I think they both have a vote. Tim McMahon and Tim Bontemps. You're going to hear McMahon first, and then Bontemps. Keep in mind, Bontemps is the person responsible for that straw poll that comes out to win the MVP on ESPN.com 2 or 3 times a year. The last time he did this, back in February, the Joker was an overwhelming favorite based on voters, right, to win the award. So he recently said on their podcast, the Hoop Collective with Brian Windhorst, that Vegas, and he throws out Vegas, right? He says Vegas has no idea about these betting markets. Then they talked about this again yesterday, and McMahon brought up Lopez as Defensive Player of the Year guarding Joker and how it did not go well for him.
Hey, the Joker, though, listen, he went right at Brooke Lopez. I'm a little surprised that Brooke Lopez is right now, I looked today, I didn't realize he had been reestablished as the Defensive Player of the Year favorite. That actually surprised me, but Joker went right at him and had a Joker type of game.
Vegas has no idea what's going on with these awards odds. We saw this last year. The final straw poll came out, and the odds flipped completely around. Like, Vegas has no idea how these voters are going to vote.
Well, again, his straw poll, it has a big-time influence on the market.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how could it not? He's telling you what voters are thinking at the time. So I think he was actually, that was Bontemps again at the end. I think that comment had to do with the Defensive Player of the Year and the MVP and awards in general, obviously. And so...
They did laugh previously months ago when Westbrook was the favorite to win Sixth Man of the Year.
Sure.
They thought it was absurd. And you could also point to Marcus Smart last year. But that was also like well-known people moving the markets, just saying, hey, take a look at this guy. Take a look at, and I know the great David Thorpe recommended Smart at the time, and people took his advice and he won the award. But that was, you saw also how that moved. I mean, it was 100-1 and we were in January.
Yeah. Well, now we have 7 games left.
Right.
And Mobley is between like 40 and 100-1 right now, or 80-1. I don't think Mobley's going to win the award. He was the guy that I bet on the first time I made a bet on this in this market when they acquired Donovan Mitchell.
But to your point, though, look what happened in the sixth man. Last week, we had 2 different favorites, depending on where you were looking, with Quickley and Brogdon.
Yep.
But how that has moved, and certainly that's a mess. But
Quickley is nearly $2 today.
Should be,
I must point out, Quickley has done a lot of this now as a starter. Did it again last night, scoring all those points.
Yeah.
But Defensive Player of the Year, I believe it's down to 2 players, Lopez and Jaren Jackson. As I said earlier, again, Habistro said Jaren Jackson. I think it's going to be Jaren Jackson. I said last night on Twitter, I'm calling 3 awards right now. Quickley's going to win sixth man. Joker's going to win the MVP. And Jaren Jackson Jr. is going to win Defensive Player of the Year. And I hope I'm dead wrong. But I do believe that Jackson wins the award today. That, I mean, again, 7 games left. It seems to be razor thin between those two. So it could change, but again, as of last night, I'm going to say that Jaren Jackson Jr. wins the award.
It was unfortunate. We lost as fans, but if you're Embiid and you want this award so bad and you say, I'm the MVP and I'm disrespected, you got to play in that game. You have to. Because if you dominate him again, you're going to win the award. And he doesn't play. And then Joker's got a triple-double by the third quarter.
Yeah.
And now they've got their act together again. They're playing well, and they just beat Milwaukee and Philly. And Philly's losing games, and they're not going to win the division.
Well, and I must point out again, I'm actually happy that voters can be this transparent, and I hope the NBA is going to allow this forever. Kendrick Perkins said again yesterday, has a vote. He said Embiid doesn't want this smoke, and he's going to hold this against him when it comes down to voting for the award. We just asked Tom Habistro about that, if others feel the same way. He said yes. So then how is Joker still plus money today? I'm going to probably bet him today at some point when the markets reopen here in Las Vegas for this award. I think Joker's going to win.
I don't think there's that Joker fatigue with these voters.
I don't think so either.
It's more East Coast Philly and people who haven't watched him play and like, this guy again, and he's going to win it for the third time. And to be only like the third guy to do that ever, which could be part of the reason there's Joker fatigue. But
put it this way. I think by mid-morning or early this afternoon, I think we're going to have an odds-on favorite, and I think that player is not going to be named Joel Embiid. I think Jokic is going to go into minus money at some point today. I think he will. And I think this thing could sail away soon.
Yep.
This could be like the Kings division, where they were plus 165. Oops, that turned into minus $10 before you could blink.
Could be. Now will he play next week against Boston, too? I mean, that's another option. Now that it appears the division's over, who knows what they do down the stretch?
Oh, I can't.
And what Embiid does.
I can't wait to bet the Celtics on Thursday. I had this game circled now for a while.
Yeah.
Bucks road trip at Jazz, at Nuggets, last night at Pistons, tomorrow night at Pacers, back home Thursday night to the Celtics. Malinsky special.
Right.
Back at home, on a back-to-back when they were on the road. I can't wait to see what that point spread's going to be on Thursday. So,
good observation.
That'll do it for us today. Again, if you missed any of the show, you can go back, find the podcast. All you have to do is search Follow the Money. You can check it out, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. We are loaded tomorrow with great guests, including Michael Lombardi on the program. Have a good night tonight. Good luck with your bets. We'll talk to you at 7 Eastern.
A lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.